The staff have been informed that there is possibility of 7 bed closures and other cuts to services. Now, it's just over the weekend, I've had numerous calls from both people who work in the HSE and who have people who are cared for in the hospital, and it's causing great apprehension. I've contacted John Hayes today and asked him to clarify exactly what is the proposals that the HSE are wanting to take forward. 1 bed closure is too much.
And do we know for sure yet? Have you got the confirmation of bed closures? Are we taking staff ward at this point?
No, there's no confirmation. I have been on to several of the unions to see, there's a huge rumour mill out there, Greg, but from past experience, there isn't usually no smoke without fire with a lot of these rumours that are going about.
For people who may not be aware of the services the facility provide and its importance to the area, what would these bed closures actually mean to the community?
With the community hospital at Manet, they have 35 beds that are in operation. The rumour is that the long stay patients are not affected, but it would be respite care that would be. So this is again an attack on people looking after their own, loved ones at home and only looking for that extra wee bit of help that Dunloe Community Hospital provided for them.